Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune into all aspects of your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live. And by doing so, create a positive influence on the planet as well. Today, my guest is Angelia LaRue. Angie has a fascinating personal story, which really grabbed my attention and made me want to hear more. But first, let me give you a bit of the official stuff. Angelia LaRue is a certified master Christologist, an energy practitioner, healer, psychic, teacher, spiritual counselor, psychic surgeon, manufacturer of orgone generators, and has a small lab making carbon 60 oils. Now, I don't know about you, but most of those titles and even the things that Angie manufactures are just a little outside of my realm of conscious knowledge. So don't panic if that's the case for you as well. Because what really intrigued me is when Angie told me about how she had experienced a spontaneous awakening of consciousness in December of 2011 and how this radically altered her entire life. I just found it super intriguing. And then as she shared her story with me and told me how following the voices and nudges of her higher self and the divine actually moved her into her life's purpose and has really set her up to help many others do the same and to really help them get fired up about being alive on this planet. Well, then I just knew I had to have her on the show. So today she's with us to talk about frequencies as they apply to all of us in our daily existence. And what's exciting is that she really is doing this from an insider's perspective because of that awakening. I mean, she's able to tap into stuff you and I could easily miss or not understand. So without further ado, Angie, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you, Debbie, and thank you for having me. And hello, everyone.
It's just wonderful to have you. Now, I'm kind of wondering if at the start we should talk a little bit about your story of awakening, because if I was the one listening, I would be sitting there thinking, well, what happened to her? I want to know. And if we just jump right into frequencies, I think some people might be sitting there having trouble concentrating, just waiting for you to tell a bit more about your story. So can we start with a shortened version of what happened?
You bet. At the time, which this is 2011, December, I was leading a very ordinary life. I had been married for close to 20 years. I went to church. I sang in the choir. I sat on many different charity organization boards. And I had a job in an art gallery. And my artwork also hung in an art gallery. So just a very ordinary life. Mm-hmm. There was a couple things, I think, leading up to it. And it's very difficult to dissect it. And I probably won't know until I land on the other side exactly what that perfect storm was that led up to it. But there's a few things that stand out in my mind. One was I had fallen in love with a group of people. And this was broad spectrum, every one of them uniquely and perfectly for who they were with everything that came attached. And I just equally loved everyone. Mm-hmm. Another thing that had happened is my life had become dull. There was no sparkle. And in fact, I really no longer had a feeling for why I had come here, or if there was an overriding purpose. We're told from the time that we're young that we're special and we're going to do something wonderful in the world. And I was in my late 40s, and that had not happened yet. And I came to the conclusion that I didn't actually know what life was all about. And I seemed to be like just taking up space, breathing oxygen, being a consumer, using stuff. And it seemed rather a waste. And I apologized to God for never leading my husband to becoming anything other than an atheist, and for not understanding myself what life was all about. And I basically asked, you know, please stop this train, I want off. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I gave the music I wanted played at my funeral to the choir director and quietly began making arrangements, setting my life up to be turned over to other people, writing my will, so to speak.
Right.
And on December 9th, 2011, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, while on the phone with somebody, I walked into my kitchen. And when I turned to get a glass of water, and when I turned around, the kitchen, I don't know how to describe this, it's like I could see between the atoms of everything. So I could see through the cabinets. Everything got kind of dissolved or dissipating. It was dissipating. And then suddenly this cloud of energy formed in the middle of the kitchen like a rift. And I can't tell you if it was actually there or if it was a psychic perception.
Right.
But I was suddenly pulled into it. And I'm on the phone and I'm crying out, I'm falling. And this was a client who was commissioning a painting. And so not exactly what I wanted to be happening on that phone call. And there was no sides, no tops, no bottoms to where I was, this place I was falling into. It was almost like I fell between worlds. You know, like there's, when we have a wall between like the kitchen and the dining room.
Right.
You know, on one side is the kitchen, on one side is the dining room. But there's actually a space like 5 to 6 inches wide that is either dining room or kitchen. Right? And
right.
That's like what I fell into, was this undefined place. Somehow I stopped, and there was just a glow coming from me. There was no lights in this place or anything. It was just, I was falling like through clouds, and the only illumination seemed to be coming from my own life force.
Right.
And I stopped falling, and I came back into my body, which was sliding down the kitchen counter to the floor on a crash course with the floor.
Right.
And from that moment on, I began to see multidimensionally, and I began to see the energetic nature of things. And I began hearing this voice in my head that would periodically say things and urge me to go do things and to study things and complete chaos began. And it was very destructive. It destroyed my marriage. And I had been living in Hawaii at the time, and it took me out of Hawaii to the mainland and eventually to numerous different countries as I was hosted by people as a healer in their area. And this was all during my training with spirit. And I was trained how to do all this. And it came from listening to the voice within. But the beginning of it seemed to have been surrender. I gave up my life. I recognized as a human that whatever I was here to accomplish, I had no idea, or if there was even anything to be accomplished. And I surrendered.
Right.
I gave up to God. I gave this life up to God. And apparently my higher self stepped in and took over then.
Right. You know, it's interesting to me that you mentioned that it ruined your marriage. And yet it sounds to me from what you were describing that perhaps the marriage was already done before this happened. But
my life was literally spent taking care of him, you know, cleaning, cooking, doing laundry, keeping his house clean, and being his arm attachment at company meetings. I wasn't living for myself at all. And I didn't realize that. I believe that was just the, you know, what I was to do as
that was your role. Life. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that, oh, that's so interesting, because the fact that you were able to recognize, you know, my life is just, it's too dull. This isn't right. Like, this isn't the experience that I have come here for, but I don't know what I'm here for. So thank you so much for sharing that with us and sharing it so openly. It certainly can give us a lot to think about. And I know for myself, it's almost like someone just switched the hologram off when you were falling. Hey, and all of a sudden it's like, this was all kind of a facade. And often I think the awakening process can be that way. So thank you. Thank you for sharing
that. Yeah, it's definitely a stripping away of everything that we've been taught and that we've that's been programmed into us. And all of that falls away and we're left with a different reality.
Because all those walls that we've kind of built up around to protect us, to make sense of things. And very interesting. So let's shift gears, because I can feel that I think you and I could probably go very deep into that conversation and have a lot of fun with it. I know we did when we talked before a little
right.
bit. But yeah. So let's shift gears to frequency. How does frequency affect us?
So this is one way to describe our reality, or what we are perceiving as our reality. And that is, everything that exists vibrates, and everything that vibrates is going to do so slower, faster, at a certain modulation, and this is called frequency. One way that we easily understand frequency is dialing in a radio. This radio station existed 98.2, this one at 104.1, right? And it's a whole different bandwidth of information or knowledge is coming in at that different frequency. But we exist, and we have a vibration and frequency. And the average human's body that's healthy exists at 68 to 72 hertz. Planet Earth has a pulse too, called the Schumann frequency. And this is around 7.82 hertz. It's very, very low. Now that changes as the sun goes through activity and quiet times, it affects the Schumann frequency of the Earth. And when the Schumann frequency starts spiking into like 30 hertz, it affects us humans. And a lot of us experience that as an increase in anxiety, or everything just suddenly seems very busy and we can't get centered. We feel a little maybe frantic inside. You know, these are common reactions to spikes in the Schumann frequency.
Okay. Does that correlate in any way with the full moon? Just because we know. Oh, okay.
You bet. Because we're getting much more reflected sunlight from the full moon. That's actually what the full moon is, right?
Right.
It's fully
right.
in the path of the sun. And right. the sun's frequency is 122.6 hertz. So on the full moon, what we're doing is we're getting reflected photons. We're getting more energy. And this is going to amplify whatever the current mood that we're experiencing is. It's just an energy amplifier. So if we're on the edge of, you know, sad and depressed, things can get really bad. If we're feeling really excited and up and social, this is a really great time to go out with your friends. You're going to have a remarkable time,
right?
Yeah. So it just amplifies whatever energy is present. They usually always staff extra hospital people and extra policemen on the full moon, because this is a long known effect.
Oh, absolutely. I used to work in a bank and I can remember us talking about, full moon. And usually we weren't all paying attention to what the moon was doing. But within, I don't know, 10 minutes of the bank opening that day, we'd look at each other and go, it's full moon, isn't it?
Right.
You could just tell by the questions, things going on. Okay, so that is very fascinating. So people then vibrate at a frequency, but is it constantly changing as well?
It is. That's because the numbers I gave you is the body's frequency, which is really going to have to do with our health and stuff. But our emotions are on a whole different frequency scale. Love, for example, is 528 hertz.
Wow.
The beginning of the opening of the third eye and one of the second gateway states into the awakening of consciousness is 741 hertz. Anger, frustration, shame, guilt, these are all very low. They're very, very low frequencies. So, you know, and of course, repetitive thoughts or repetitive emotions that we have in our mind will eventually affect our body. It's a little bit slower to respond, thankfully, but we can literally make ourselves ill. So our thinking at whatever frequency it is at will affect the 68 to 72 hertz that our body wants to be at.
Okay.
So there is definitely a direct connection between our thoughts and emotions and the health of our body.
Oh, absolutely. Can you just give an example of, you know how you said anger, shame, all of those are very low frequencies. Can you just give us an idea of the window you're talking about when you say very low? For like anger, shame, disappointment? Like when we'd be talking 10 hertz?
Yeah. No, I think because tissue necrosis or death of the cell actually happens at 30 hertz. Or actually 30 hertz is the beginning of death. So, these hertz of anger and shame and stuff, they're going to be more around 50 hertz.
Okay.
50 to 100. The emotional frequencies tend to run a lot higher, 528 being love.
Right.
And frequencies in the 300s are healing frequencies. They actually amplify the repair of tissue.
Okay. See, that's so fascinating to me, because the reason I asked you about what those lower ones were at is because we're always talking about gratitude and how when you're truly grateful for something, you feel love for it. I mean, that's what it does for you. And you could just see what a difference that's going to make to your physical body when you're consciously choosing gratitude numerous times throughout the day, or every time you sit down to journal before bed, or whatever the case might be.
And when we feel gratitude, the organs of our body feel safe. They feel like they're in a safe environment. It's safe to flourish. And we stay weller. We don't get as sick as often as other people. And, we probably all noticed this in the workplace. There's these few people who don't get sick very often, and there's other people who regularly get sick or regularly catch everything that comes down the turnpike. And a lot of that can be as simple as that internal thinking, right? Are we in appreciation, or are we waiting for the other shoe to drop?
Right. That's, I think we could have a huge conversation on that, and I'm going to resist the urge to do that, but I certainly have worked with people that don't seem to get sick, but seem to have a fairly pessimistic attitude towards life. Mm-hmm. So very interesting. And that would just be something else going on, I think.
Sure, that could be genetics or something. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And it still comes down to your joy in life. And I mean, how much happiness you're having. So, So we'll resist that impulse to go in that direction, as interesting as it might be. So what about electromagnetic frequencies, the EMFs that we hear so much about? How do they affect us?
They radically affect us, because those frequencies shoot right through our body, right through our cells. And so as they pass through, they are altering the state of our cell. And high frequencies, emotionally speaking, are very, very good for us. But when we're talking about technology, it's not so good. And, when we're around things, very close to things like Wi-Fi, cell phone towers, we're actually receiving a pretty large dose of radiation. And in fact, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research for Cancer has classified wireless as a class 2B human carcinogen based on research connecting it to brain cancer. So not all frequency is good for us, and particularly a lot of the new man-made frequencies like Wi-Fi and cell phone are actually very bad for us, and particularly bad for young developing minds. The damage of radiation on a mind, a child 10 years old and younger, is kind of really large.
Right.
It's a very large thing. But even in a grown people, they're discovering it lowers cell counts, sperm counts. So these EMFs are very strongly affecting human health. And a number of worldwide agencies are starting to put out warnings and even bans now against Wi-Fi and cell phones, or Wi-Fi specifically in school systems, because of the increased cancer rates and other, including ADHD and a lot of the behavioral problems seem to be directly connected to this. So these are frequencies are really bad for the body.
I find it really interesting that that siren went off behind you right as you're talking about such a deadly topic. But I also can see as a parent, I mean, my kids now are 21 and 24 and they do carry cell phones and there's Wi-Fi always around them and such. And I could see if I was a parent of really young kids, I could see myself sitting there and thinking, oh my gosh, What do I do with this information? I mean, these phones and Wi-Fi, they've become a big part of our life. So what do people do? Because there's hopefully an answer, a way that they can still use these things and be part of this space that we're in right now. I don't want everyone to feel they have to throw their phones away.
Exactly. Yeah, because they are incredibly convenient. The general recommendation that's coming out from some of the world health organizations is to go back to Ethernet and fiber optics and landlines. But there are other things that we can do. One of the things that Spirit led me to research and develop and manufacture, even before I fully understood what I was doing, was Orgon generators. And they are a series of different types of metals which act as antennas in a single long chain organic material, which in the case of how I make them is a resin with a quartz crystal inside. So they collect and pull in, as long as they're near you, they're actually acting as a shield, and they're kind of pulling in these EMFs and converting them into safer energies, which the quartz crystal is programmed to. And quartz crystals are kind of the basis of all of our technology. There is no technology that we have now that does not have a quartz crystal in it, and it's because it modulates frequencies. That's what it does, and it does it very well. So Orgon generators are one way that we can reduce our exposure to EMFs, and we can have those setting on Wi-Fis, smart meters, microwaves, you know, that type of thing. And they're going to pull out a lot of that. It's not 100%, certainly. But it is very helpful. And I have EMF detector devices where I can measure that. I can literally measure the effect that they're having on the environment and pulling it out. And for energy sensitive people, you can feel that. You can feel when you step into zones with higher EMF productions and zones with lower EMF productions.
Right. And so are these something that, I mean, do we plug them in and then...
No, it's they almost look like a paperweight. You can go to my website, which is www.crystalarrays, array is spelled A-R-R-A-Y-S, crystalarrays.com. And under products page, you'll see a lot of different ones. And they're really kind of these really beautiful paperweight looking devices. And in fact, when I go through airport security, they always get pulled off because what happens is when they x-ray them, they pull in and convert the x-ray.
Oh, no.
My luggage always gets pulled off. And they'll ask me, they're like, oh, this is really cool looking. What is this? And I'll tell them, hi, it's a paperweight. And then, you know, it passes on through. But you know, I always joke that TSA does my product testing for me.
That's funny. So a person could get, and I mean, I want people to know this show isn't about selling Orgon generators. This is just one really great way to deal with EMFs. So rather than feel panicked and think you have to throw your phone away, this is an option. So a person could get one of these and, like, say, put it in their baby's room if they have Wi-Fi that's on, you know, put it in their baby's room, and it would help so that the baby's not being affected by this. Is that kind of
right? It's going to lower how much they're affected quite a bit. The only 100% way that I know, because even if you get rid of your Wi-Fi, your cell phone and your smart meter and everything else, you're still getting all the neighbors and society in general. And the only thing that will stop at 100% is a Faraday cage. And that's not terribly practical. But possible. And I do know a few people here and there have decided to invest in it, to turn their house into a Faraday cage. But
right.
I consider that to be not terribly practical.
Well, it's not, except it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I had Maureen St. Germain on my show quite a while ago now. I think it was last September, so a year ago from this show. And she talked about a Faraday cage, but she talked about how you can actually create one and put it over your bed at night just with your mind, like ask for spirit's help and create this Faraday cage. It was the first time I had ever heard of it. I didn't even know what Faraday cages were until I spoke with her. So it's interesting that would be something you'd
come up again.
You'd bring up. Yeah. So,
well, there is, like, in terms of, you know, like maybe protecting a baby bassinet or something, there are some ways to do that, which can be beautiful. There's several companies that make a material which is enmeshed with silver. And I think there's a couple other type of metals too. Silver is actually the one that I got. And so it makes a beautiful fabric. It's soft. And it's like 80% silver with, some nylon or something just to kind of hold the silver together. But it looks very much like a beautiful material on a ball gown.
Okay.
And you can do that. That's a Faraday cage. And you can just, you know, wrap it around like you would a, you know, mosquito netting. And now you have a Faraday cage. So that's a beautiful and practical way to do that.
Okay. So if you were able to do that, and so now your child isn't being hit with these waves, and yourself as well. Okay. So you're able to do some of those things. What would happen? Like, what would you notice? And we've only got a couple minutes left, so this might not be a fair question to ask you at this point, but what would happen? Would you notice positive changes?
Well, what's being reported it's that children are experiencing headaches, rapid heartbeat, memory problems, insomnia, fatigue, and tinnitus, ringing in your ears.
Yeah, tinnitus or something like that. Yeah, I can never pronounce it either when I try to read it.
Right.
Because so it doesn't look good.
I know. Yeah. So there would be a reduction in that. And actually, peer-reviewed research has demonstrated adverse biological effects, including single and double-strand DNA breaks, creation of reactive oxygen species, immune dysfunction, cognitive processing effects, stress protein synthesis in the brain, altered brain development, sleep and memory disturbances, ADHD, et cetera, et cetera. So would you notice it, or would you notice that you have a happy, well-adjusted child versus not having one?
Right. Exactly. Well, we have used up all the time, and there is so much more for us to discuss, but I want people to know that they can stay connected with you through your website, which was crystalarrays.com. That will be put up on my blog, so you can take a look and get it from there if you're not able to quickly write it down. Angie also has another website at C60. C as in the letter, and then the number 60, solutions.com. And you can also pick up a gift, which she created, a video, especially for you, entitled 7 Ways to Calm Yourself and Raise Your Frequency. So I'll put the instructions for how to get that on my website, which is empoweringnrg.com. And if you haven't been there yet, it's a great idea to go there, and you'll find the blog that's attached to this particular interview has all this information on it. Angie, thank you so much for coming on today's show and sharing your inspirational message with us. I think this is just such important information for all of us to hear. I know it can feel a little bit disheartening, but at the same time, remember at the very beginning, she talked about this love frequency, and just feeling love and feeling gratitude on a regular basis is going to help somewhat to mitigate some of this. So keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
we do have a lot of control.
We do. We have more. So it's not about don't panic and think, okay, forget it. I got to get rid of my phone and go and live in a cave. So thank you so much, Angie.
Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. Thank you to our listeners. Without you, this show would have no reason for being. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Angelia LaRue, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.